After hours of heated debate and public comments, Oakland City Council members voted to adopt a revised encampment abatement policy, a controversial plan to address homelessness in Oakland. The policy, also known as EAP, was introduced by Councilmember Ken Houston, who says that the current living conditions of unhoused people are undignified.
Do you see that? It looks like a pile of trash, does it? But it's not. Someone is living in this. Is that humane or is that inhumane? It's inhumane for anyone to live like this. This encampment abatement policy is not going to fix everything. It's not. But the encampment managed policy did not work. It worked for that time. It's not working right now. It's inhumane for anyone to think that it's okay to let individuals live out in the street like that. That's inhumane.
The policy aims to align Oakland with state standards to secure more HAP funding, a multi-billion dollar California state grant to address homelessness. California currently holds 30% of America's homelessness population. Patricia Brooks, presenting the proposal, warned that without stricter enforcement, Oakland could become a destination for those displaced from other cities.
This policy restores shared spaces and improves the quality of life. We want to connect people to services. Abatements are not just removals. They are opportunities for outreach. We connect people to shelter, services, and long-term housing pathways. The goal is stability, not displacement.
But public comments were sharply divided. Local residents and business owners say they worry over the state of public parks and sidewalks and urge the council to take action.
For too long, Oakland has been treated like a dumping ground for the entire state's homeless population. As a taxpaying citizen, we're forced to deal with a daily reality of needles, tents, garbage, and feces on our sidewalks. This level of degradation has somehow become business as usual in our city, while other regions simply push their problems onto our streets. What is truly crazy is that it's been normalized and that we even have to be here to have this discussion.
I have been an Oakland resident since 1993, and within the span of a few short years have become a dumping ground for the rest of the Bay Area. The status quo is not working. The perfect solution is not out there at this time. But what we need to do, and that I urge the council to vote on, we need a starting point. We need to put a line in the sand, and we need to say, this is acceptable, this is not acceptable.
This policy is a fair balance between the old encampment management policy and the encampment abatement policy. Thank you, Councilmember Houston.
But the voices against the EAP were overwhelming.
The main flaw of this piece of legislation is that there's no alternative presented. It's all about how do you move people out from where they are, and there's no plan to create 5,000 shelter beds that are going to be needed to do that. You've got more than 5,000 people on the streets. Where are you going to move them to?
My name is Ifalayo, a homefulness resident in Wood Street Commons in the building. First and foremost, stop the sweeps. Vehicle residency is a symptom of system failure, not preference. Involuntary displacement is medically dangerous. The enforcement process is a costly revolving door that solves nothing.
The EAP as it stands will cause immense harm to unhoused Oaklanders and is in direct opposition to the mayor's plan because it fails to answer the most basic question. Where can unhoused people go?
The people you're talking about are human beings. Help them without hurting them. And for God's sakes, don't be afraid of them.
Criminalizing people for living on the street does not create housing. It does not create safety. It does not address the root causes that brought people there in the first place. It simply removes people, disrupts what little stability they have, and makes it harder for them to access services, care, and support. We all want safer, healthier communities, but real safety comes from investment, not from punishment. It comes from access to housing, mental health care, substance use treatment, and basic services.
New proposal puts the city at risk of increased costly litigation, meaning it may never be implemented while the city spends thousands defending the policy in court.
An internal audit of the city of Oakland shows that the city spends more than $1,500 an hour on sweeps and towing vehicles. Advocates say this costly spending should be redirected to permanent housing solutions. Nita B., founder of nonprofit The Village in Oakland.
The EAP wants to literally disappear the unhoused, a move in direct opposition to the mayor and the new Office of the Homeless Solution that states in their new strategic plan that sweeps are costly, ineffective, solve nothing, and caused irreparable harm, including increased mortality rates. Decades of research and experience show that police enforcement-based homelessness policies are an exorbitant waste of money that only make the problem worse and increase death rates amongst the unhoused.
Council member Zach Unger and others introduced amendments to ensure the policy did not criminalize homeless people or require their vehicles towed without proper processes. The council ultimately voted 5-1 to adopt a resolution to officially repeal the 2020 management guidelines. This new 2025 EAP basically rules that a vehicle is not an encampment. The distinction means that Oakland would have to site and tow inhabited RVs and cars under the California Vehicle Code, not under homelessness rules. I am Aneta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.